Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. You got DKC. Welcome to She's On Radio. Tonight we have an awesome guest, awesome show, and I know y'all ladies ready, all right? Before we get into the show, we'll go ahead and introduce my co-host, Teddy. Let's talk to him.
What's going on, y'all? Y'all know who it is. It's Teddy calling out of the 757. Good evening, people.
Good evening. And tonight's guest, the demanded, the lady, the, there you go. The lady lover, MC Lucky. MC Lucky, go ahead and talk to the people.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know this, the boss. I'm ready. Y'all better be ready with the hottest radio station ever. Just get ready.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
What's wrong with you, Sandy?
I don't know. I'm bracing myself for the show. Come on, let's get going.
I'm with Teddy. Shit.
Did you shake a little bit? Did y'all,
Did
you shake a little bit, Teddy? I got a
little
crumpling over here. Just a little bit.
Teddy,
you going to
be all right,
baby.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. We got to get a wet nap for Teddy. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Somebody help me.
Teddy,
call me after the show.
I got you. I got to get your number.
So, MC Lucky, talk to me. How long have you been in the game MCing?
I've been MCing for like maybe a little bit over 15 years, but I've been entertaining for like 26. So I know people out there getting ready to say 15 and 26. Yeah, I'm an oldie but goodie. But I've been out there for a minute.
No, I think you underestimated. You are a legend.
Oh, that's just really, really nice. That's nice. I appreciate that.
I'm definitely going to say you are a legend. I'm going to give you the props, all right? I'm going to give you the props.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Me too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What you say, Teddy? I hear you mumbling something.
I said absolutely. You've been in the game longer than I've been alive almost.
Oh, damn. Teddy, watch your mouth,
I'm
only 15.
Oh, my bad. That means I'm sorry. I'm going to go sit in the corner now. I'm going to time out.
All right, good. Sit right there. Yeah, you in time out.
Okay.
You got anything to ask, Teddy? Go ahead. Don't be scared. Come on.
Right, ask me, Teddy.
I'm in time out. I can't ask you nothing yet. I'm still in time out.
All right, you gonna wait for the callers, and then you're going to get it in? You're going to just add a little bit of yours, a little bit of this?
Yeah, I got one. Where you calling from tonight?
I'm in Baltimore.
Oh, shoot, Baltimore.
Yeah, B-more. So I'm not from B-more, though. I'm from D.C.
Oh, you from D.C. Okay.
Yeah, but I've been in Baltimore for about 7 years.
Oh, okay. This might be a retarded question. But do you
it's
like Baltimore Ravens?
No, it's not retarded at all, no. Sorry, Ray Lewis, if you're listening, baby, but no.
All right.
She wants everybody to like her little Steelers.
That's
I'm a Steelers fan, baby.
Oh, Lord. They were drumming in.
I'm not alone.
I'm a Steelers fan.
Oh, Lord. No.
I'm sorry, bro.
No. You're supposed to say Saint. You're supposed to say.
No.
You're not talking about this. We're jumping down. Y'all hear that?
Oh.
Oh,
shoot.
Oh. Man, I can't even pick on you no more now because Lucky like him, so I got to like him too.
Damn right.
I like him.
Damn right. Can't mess with me no more.
I still don't like him.
Look, that's honest, though. You being honest, though. You hear me?
Yeah, you being honest.
That's a good thing.
We got more Super Bowls than the Saints. That's all I'm going to say on that one.
Okay, I'm going to say true. I'm going to say true, but I still don't like them. You heard me.
I hear that. Yeah, y'all okay. Y'all doing y'all thing. I will say that, but y'all gonna lead them. Y'all need to take out the bumblebee outfit.
Did you say bumblebee? Ignorant. You know what bumblebees do, right? They sting, baby.
Yeah, they do. Ooh, what is that?
Mm-mm.
Hold on, technical difficulty. I do not know what that is, Liz.
You got any other questions for us, bro?
I don't know what that is, man.
Oh, no.
That's probably bumblebee trying to get through.
It is. We coming through, baby. We coming through.
Don't hate on the Steelers, man. Respect my authority. Respect our authority.
You know what? Authority.
Had to take
I'm
going to
light y'all for the night. Me. Just for the night.
Authority. Y'all stupid.
Y'all got a Steelers fan for the night. I like it for the night.
I bet you some of them callers come in Steelers fans. They other fans, but so they know we Steelers fans. It's on.
It's on and popping. I'm a diehard Steelers fan. I got it tatted on my arm, so I'm black and yellow all day. Yes, sir.
That's sexy.
I got a teddy bear to represent me. I got a crown because I call myself the king of VA, and I got a Steelers jersey on that teddy bear. So all day.
Oh, that's hot. I'm going to copy that. I'm copying it. I'm putting that on my butt cheek.
Oh, shit.
That's going on my butt cheek right today.
Oh, man, the teddy bear with the crown on it. Steelers, I hear that.
It's on the butt cheek right now. I'm getting
on it. Tell all them bears to kiss the teddy bear.
Y'all need to add the bumblebee or something. You know, could have a skirt on.
Oh, see, you disrespecting, yo. A skirt on the bumblebee.
Yeah,
oh,
really though.
Man. We're not even going to finish that one.
No.
All right. Man, this is not fun. We always pick on Teddy now. Teddy got a fed. Y'all got the Saint. I mean, the Steelers over there.
Right.
Y'all don't like the Steelers, right? I know that. They saying they whistling in the phone. They probably screaming. And we don't like the Steelers.
No, they like this. No, hell no. We don't like the Steelers. What, did Lucky say she a Steelers fan?
We
like the Steelers.
We like them. They
we like them.
Black and yellow.
Look,
that made
me give y'all a pass, man. Sure.
See?
They lucky like them.
Yeah, Lucky like them.
Everybody going to like them. They going to hop up on it.
Look, yes, I got a show tonight at Billets in Baltimore, one of the hottest clubs in Baltimore, right? As soon as I get there, I'm telling you, I bet you I have so many Steelers fans, it's going to be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Got
to come up that way.
You do. We got to come and party, yo. They party every weekend. Sunday is out of control at Billets.
Got to come up there when the Steelers play the Ravens. I got to.
No,
I'm gonna
be there
because
I ain't no Ravens fan. I'm
gonna
be right there.
I gotta come. I got a cousin that like the Ravens. We go at it when they play.
What is that?
We gotta ask questions now because you know the callers want to know about you.
All right, I'm ready. Let's get it in.
Alright, come on, we're just gonna let the callers interview you, Lucky. We're gonna do it just like that. Let's see what they got. Yo, what they always wanted to know. Let's see what they talking about. Alright, you told 916 talk to Lucky. Hello. Hello. Sorry to say this, but Casey, don't you want to come back to me just like after y'all finish with him and move on to the next topic? I don't have any questions. But I need to tell you something, though.
All right, I'm going to come back to you, okay?
All right.
All right. There you go, 240-280. Talk to Lucky. Oh.
Hello, Super Bowl.
Hey, Lucky.
Hello?
Yes?
You know who this is?
No, we have no idea. I'm sorry. This radio, not television. We can't see you.
Shaden.
Who?
Shaden.
Who is it? Shaden, what'd you say?
I don't know. I don't even know what that noise is.
Me neither. I'm confused over here.
I got to keep this station like Lucky at the dog. Put the kids to bed. You know what I mean? So we can hear what you're saying.
Hold on for one second. Let me try something right quick because I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me now?
All right, hold on. All right, try it now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
I
said, I'm lucky.
Yes.
I said, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. To whom am I speaking?
You know this. It's Nat.
Nat?
Uh-huh. What's up, baby?
All right, what's happening?
Huh?
What's up? Talk to me.
I don't have no questions, but somebody has to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, all right, we're waiting. Hey, come on. Hello? We waiting, baby.
I know, right?
Hello?
Hi. Hey.
What's up?
Do you know who you're talking to?
The Sham Divas.
You know us.
Hi,
mommy.
Yo.
I miss
hey, what's
you.
Up? What's up, y'all?
Say hi, MC the Boy.
Hi, MC the Boy.
Hey, this is MC the Boy. What's good?
Oh. When are we going to see you again?
I'm in D.C. every Friday at the Delta and every Thursday at the Hanging.
We don't want to see you at no Delta.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, well, then we...
we need to go out to eat.
Yeah, it's the dinner.
That's one of my favorite pastime things. You know that, so we'll hook up.
Okay.
Well, I love you.
We love you.
Love you too.
Well, we missing Calmy. This joy
is we missing Calmy.
All right, I know who it is. Y'all make sure y'all shout the radio personalities out. Say hi to them, too.
Hey, radio person.
Hi.
Hey, hi.
They sound like they're from Virginia-like shit, but good night.
They all from Virginia-like shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, not on the Joan and thing. All right, y'all, we done with y'all. It's next. Y'all,
okay, well, Joan's hanging up, but I'm going to stay tuned in.
All right,
y'all be easy.
Y'all exit. Okay. Yeah. Y'all exit. Hey. All right, we're going to go to 4-1-0-5-9-9 talk to Lucky.
Hey, Lucky.
How you doing? I'm fine.
Good.
What I
want to
know is, what's your relationship status?
Uh-oh. Hey, what's the uh-oh for? Why y'all singing together? Listen, my relationship status as of right now. For the
as
last
of right
years,
now.
I've been in a relationship for the last 8 years.
Okay. And I heard you're not a Ravens fan. I'm upset about that.
Don't worry about that, baby. Don't worry about that.
No. What's your favorite color?
Purple. And I know I'm not a Ravens fan and it's purple. I know that. But understand purple represents
royalty. I just
tell
by the arm, man.
Exactly. Thank you, man.
Okay.
Anything else you want to ask me?
Yeah, where do you like to go on a romantic relationship date?
You know what? I'm so corny because I'm always out in the public eye. I'm so corny, but I like picnics. That's what I like. I'm a cornball, I know.
What's your favorite position?
Oh, God. Is this for me, or for the giver or the receiver? I don't understand what you're talking. Which one?
I like both.
You ask me. What are you referring to? What do you want?
I want to know when you're receiving and giving.
I got to get some water. If I'm receiving, you know, I'm a boss, so I'm going to stand up and look down, so you take it from there. But if I'm giving it out, you know, I want to get it from the back.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Okay.
Anything else, like you have me sweating?
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yeah, I do. I'm a country girl. You know, you can fool us. You can fool us a whole lot because we're country.
Because
you know what I mean?
I'm definitely in love with you.
Oh, I don't even know what to say. You got me speechless.
Oh.
You can
choose from thousands
of
I'm done.
Wow, let me know that. All right, well, he loves you, okay?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well,
I think I show it.
Who is this?
It don't matter.
It don't matter, but you show it. Okay,
all right. I do show it, and you know I show it.
I don't know who this is, but if you tell me.
It's Debbie.
You don't want to. Huh?
It's Debbie.
Lady D. What did you do, baby?
Hey.
Yeah, I see you in a couple hours.
Yeah, you know it.
Understand that.
Yep.
So everything that you ask me on the radio, you make sure you're bold enough to tell me to my face. Next caller.
I should. All righty.
Uh-oh. Heard that.
Let's go.
Uh-oh. Next.
Yep.
All right, ladies, if you want to talk to Lucky right now, press the number one. She wants to talk to you. Don't be scared. Oh, we got somebody. Let's go. 443-939. Talk to Lucky. Hello?
Hi, Lucky. This is Miss Y.
Hey, Miss Y. How you doing?
Fine, and yourself?
I'm great.
That's good. I was calling because my question is, I want to know, how do you deal with all the ladies loving Lucky?
You know what? It's the most, I think I got a worse job than the President of the United States. It is very difficult, and I'm telling you that. But I try to make everybody feel as close as they want to be to me as possible. But it's a very difficult situation.
Okay, because you do. All your fans, they love you because you're so nice. Like, to meet you in the club, you greet everybody that you can greet and you meet, and then just to talk to you on a regular one-to-one, you're just, like, so nice. You don't have that big, arrogant head like most entertainers do, and that's one thing I think why everybody loves you so much. I know that's why I did.
Oh, you sweet. That was nice. Oh, so you want to make me cry before I get off the radio and have to do a show? That's not cool.
No, I don't want to make you cry, but that's the truth. That's the truth. You're, like, one of the sweetest people out there.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'm going to change my name to Miss Peaches. That's my new name. MC Lucky Miss Peaches.
Miss Peaches.
Oh, I hear that.
Miss Peaches.
You going to have everybody walk in. I flirt for you, Miss Peaches, you know?
Yes, I'm going to give out peaches when I walk in. You know who's going to be in the building, Miss Peaches.
Oh.
But I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I wish you a good show tonight, and I just wanted to call in and get my answer since you fell asleep on us the other night, Lucky as the dark. You know.
Yeah, I apologize. But I did apologize to the fans, though.
You did.
But I'll be tired. And I made up for it the other night. But
you
thank
sure
you so much.
You're welcome, and have a good night, you guys.
You too. All right. We're going to go down to area code 240-472. Talk to Lucky.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hey. I just want to say I love you, Lucky.
You're number one, you know. Well, number two, actually, because my wife is number one.
I understand that.
I love you. I love you to death, you know. This is Sis Bob, by the way.
Oh. Okay, sis. Mwah.
Yeah. Mwah. All day.
I love you, too. Shout out to Blade.
I'm happy I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you, Lucky. That's all.
Listen, by the way, to all my callers, Friday at the Delta.
Oh.
Y'all know, listen, y'all know that's my club. So the caller that you hear now on the phone, we are having a copycat show. And the caller that you are now hearing, who is known as Sis Bob, she is imitating me. So y'all make sure y'all be at the Delta Friday, this Friday.
Yes.
Sis Bob, I love you.
Yes, I love you too, Kay. Lucky. All what
right,
up, KC? Is Teddy on too?
What's up?
What's
yeah,
up, going on?
Hey, what
Teddy's
up, y'all?
Here.
Have a good show,
man.
Lucky.
All right, thank you, baby.
All right, later.
All right,
area
code 443-226,
talk to
Lucky.
Hello?
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 Hi, Lucky.
Hi.
Hi. My question was, do you do private parties?
Most definitely.
Okay. I know you probably quite be busy, but I was thinking of having a party, a martini party next month, and I was trying to see if you would come.
Can I bring Casey and Teddy? Can I bring the host with the radio station? Can I bring my boys? Can I bring them with me?
Oh, you can bring anyone you want to bring with you, as long as you have.
I'm going to be there, baby. Just hit me on Facebook. Inbox me, and I'll do everything that you ask me to do.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know, because I can strip, too, now.
Okay. I'd like to see that.
All right.
Okay.
I'll be hitting you up.
Okay, baby.
Thanks for
calling in.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies. If you want to talk to Lucky, press the number one. You want to go there to two. Come on. Area code 972-876. Talk to Lucky.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
I have two questions. Lucky, what exactly is, do you like thick girls?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Do you like thick girls?
Yeah, I do.
So for all the big girls, you like big girls, but not big, big.
I don't like all kind of women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not judgmental like that. I'm old, you know what I mean? I'm not judgmental. So I don't have to have a Barbie doll, but I don't need a Nikki Parker, too. It could go either way. It doesn't matter.
That's what's up. And then also, do you ever come to Dallas?
I was invited, but at that particular time, I had to go audition for a TV show for HBO. But I'm going to come to Dallas. If they call me, you know, I'll come.
Well, I'm calling, so hopefully we can get you down here.
Okay, you can hit me on Facebook. Inbox me. Give me some information, and I'll be there.
I got you.
Okay.
All right, well, okay, thank you.
No problem.
All right. So, Lucky, I think everybody want to know, what inspired you to want to become an entertainer?
What is the what?
What inspired you to want to become an entertainer?
You know what? I didn't. And actually, I'm very, very shy, and people don't know that about me. I did not want to. It was an accident. Somebody dared me, you know, to get on the stage, and the first time that I did it, you know, my first show, I made over $200 for my first show, and I think my sleeves on my shirt was high water. I think I looked like Michael Jackson and probably Eddie Murphy together mixed. It was just a horrible connection.
It
was an accident. But from that time on, everybody started booking me, and I thought it was a joke at first. It just happened like that. It wasn't like I studied it and somebody, you know, I studied it and all of a sudden say, this is what I'm going to do. No, it didn't happen like that. I didn't plan it.
You
and
do
it
just
happened. Oh, that's so sweet, but I ain't playing that. If I had to do it all over again, sorry, fans, I probably wouldn't do it. I had no idea that it would end up, it would turn out like this. I've never met so many people in my life that walk up to me and be like, hey, Lucky, and for me to act like I know them. Hey, girl, you know how you got to put that on. Hey, girl, I ain't seen you in a long time. Like, real long, like, never.
Exactly.
Yeah, that type of situation, so.
Yeah, I've been watching you for a while, man. I'm not a stalker, but I like good entertainment, you know. Definitely when you came out here to Colors and you did, I think you did, it was like one of Bridget's pageants or something like that.
Mm-hmm. It was Bridget Newton. Shout out, Bridget.
And I think one time I was at a house and I saw you again on this video, and I was like, oh, you know, it's been a long time since I've seen, but I'm like, hold on, who is that? You know, you was dressed up. You know, I was like, whoa.
You know what's so funny, though, is that I don't entertain like the other Dom entertainers. I call myself a bedroom entertainer because I want to stay a fantasy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I do bedroom stuff. You know what's so funny, though? Doms as well as Sims, like, it's equal. It's equal to me. They both be going crazy, and that's the excitement for me.
Yes, we got this one going crazy. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, whoa, who is this? I'm like, who is this? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I've never seen an entertainer put on like you have. You know, I mean, we got some good entertainers, you know, good dime entertainers, but when it comes down to really impersonating who you are doing, I really love that about you. Really,
you know why? Because you know why? DC started out pantomizing. We didn't know nothing about, like, you see the erotics and the faces and the babies. You know, we didn't start out like that. You know, they started that off by, you know, imitating the male exotic entertainment. We started out pantomizing, and we pantomized. We were actually feeling and thinking that we were actually the artists that we were trying to emulate. Damn, I sound like them SATs working, but go ahead.
That's a good thing, too, about you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the funny thing
like,
is, I do, you know, a lot of people always ask me about children. I do have a 26-year-old daughter, and I'm at this time, for the last 8 years, I've been, you know, assisting my girlfriend in raising her two children.
Okay.
So, but I've always been a mommy. You know what I'm saying? This mommy.
Yeah. That's good, too. You know, kids, especially when you can take care of somebody else's kids. That's
exactly
a blessing. You're definitely going to be blessed for that.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be blessed for that. You and Teddy Bear.
Yeah, Teddy Bear got two.
Yeah, we got kids. We got the cheerings.
You got the cheering.
Stop teasing me.
It's okay, baby. We got children.
Hey, stop teasing me. Just stop. I want me a child myself, man. I want me a little boy.
Well, how old are you?
So I just turned 30. You know, you telling everybody my age? I'm 22,
so
y'all.
You don't want to have children yourself?
Huh?
You want to have them yourself?
Yeah, I want to go full out.
You can do that. Don't worry about what nobody else say. You do what you do.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, a lot of people like, oh, you want to do that? Like, you know, just because I want to have it naturally don't mean I have to, you know, lay down with a man to have it. You know what I'm saying? It's all right.
Let me explain something to you from a 47-year-old woman that's been in the life for 27 years. I have learned through my past. You're not going to be able to please everybody. Number one person that you need to study and please will be yourself. Don't worry about what people say. People won't talk about you behind your back. You cannot stop somebody's opinion about you, no matter what you do. So something that you can't stop, you keep going.
Yeah, that's true.
So I advise, if that's what you want to do, boo, call me God Mommy. I'm there.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that.
I'm going to be godmom from a distance.
Okay. Oh, no, nah, you're going to be babysitting. Yeah, he playing.
Right, right. Babysitting.
I babysit from a distance.
She look, y'all listen to her. She lying.
I know, I got you.
I heard it through the
giggle.
Yeah.
Real.
When I'm gonna get her. I can hear it now.
Like, I ain't gonna break them home.
I know.
Yeah, I can hear that too.
I hear it.
They
with me. Like, I love kids. I love kids, man. And I want my own. I want my own now. And now, you know, I finally got someone that wants to share it with me, you know.
Listen, let me tell you this. I'm a very spiritual person. My mom's been a minister all my life. I'm the middle child of nine children, four older than me, four younger. So I'm going to hit you with a little bit of scripture, and I'm going to tell you this. The Bible said that we're supposed to replenish. We're supposed to have children. So you do what you got to do. You don't pay no attention to nobody that eat like you, walk like you, clap their hands like you. They equivalent to you. So why try to please somebody that's equivalent?
All right.
Almost started crying. All right. Okay, next.
Oh, no. Shoot, I'm over again. Yeah, cry. Shoot, this way you cry.
It was
built to cry. We can cry. You can cry. You still
don't
know you're the same.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. I guess the call has got a little quiet, huh? Yeah, they're back.
They definitely back now. All right, we're going to hit up, let me see what's next. Oh, Lord, it's a whole lot.
Let's see. Area code 919-989.
Sounded Lucky.
Hello, Casey. Hey, Teddy. Hey, Lucky.
Hey, baby.
Hello. How you guys doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Lucky, I have been following your work for a minute. And this is, like, I've been following your work for a minute, and this is my very first attempt to ever contact you. I never did Facebook. I never did Twitter or anything. I don't know why. Don't ask why. But this is my first attempt to reach you, and I got through. So, shit, nigga. That's what's up. That's all I can say.
That's what's up.
How does that happen? I'm definitely a fucking winner right now. How does she go? Yes, Casey remembers me. Yes, fucking winner. That's me. Fucking winner. I'm not even going to go there, Lucky, because last time it didn't go over well. I was trying to tell them bitches from between women that they was winners, and they didn't get it. I was like, they didn't get it. So I'm not going to say, you're a fucking winner.
You
even though it's true
for them, and I got to part with them, right?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck I talk about. See, winner.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely represent D.C., Baltimore. You know I'm from North Carolina, so I'm there too.
All right, you already know, MC.
Right.
That's what the fuck I talk about. Like, okay, so you realize that you're a winner. That's my question.
Yeah.
See, was that so hard, Casey? Last time it was like, crickets, like.
They didn't get it.
they didn't get it.
Thank
you. Okay, Casey was like, you know, all I do is win, no matter what. I was like, that's what
I'm
saying.
You know what's so funny? What's so funny is I almost said that. I swear to God. I was ready to say, boo, you know what? All I do is win. I was going to go through the whole song, and then somebody's going to cut me off, but all right.
Well, damn it, I'm glad. So you can answer the question then, because you realize you're a winner. What is it like to be a fucking winner?
You know what? It's sometimes it's hard. It's more harder than it is easy because it's crazy. It's being a winner, you know that you got as many winners. You got haters. Them haters. Oh God.
Oh yes.
The haters kill me, yo. Cause I don't really know who's really hating. You know what I mean? Cause they shake my hand and give me a kiss on my teeth. You know what I mean? So I don't really know.
That's sick. Like I could never live in a world where I would have to deal with people kissing my ass, and I'm not exactly sure why. Like, you know, after I got out of college and did the whole graduate thing, and I started making a little cake, I was like, I ain't make no new friends. I was like, nope, no new friends. If you ain't been rocking with me since like in high school, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
As I don't
you
know what to say.
So during my time in high school, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm a dime piece, but I'm like a nickel and like five pennies. But so listen to this. During my time in high school, you know how you reach that, you that ugly gut, but once you reach a certain, you become a swan. It happened like that for me, like, it really, really happened. Like, I wasn't the best-looking chick in the whole world. Like, I wasn't even on the scale. All of a sudden, I'm telling you, I left North Carolina and came to D.C., and I was in some cross colors, bammered out, the biggest bam, I'm telling you, and I had a snatchback and some red lipstick. Yes, I did. But
oh,
that day, everybody always asked me how did Lucky come about. That day I came to Tracks in D.C. and I hit on cross color, the jacket and the pants. Yes, I was TLC. Don't play with me. I was chasing waterfalls like a mother. I was just standing in the corner chilling with this big Oprah Winfrey snatchback, right, and red
Damn.
Lipstick. I was a bama, but that's how we rolled in North Carolina at that time.
Okay.
But the girls started coming past me. They was like, I was like, what are they, Oh, they like my outfit. That's what I kept saying. They kept coming. I promise you, that night, this aggressive girl came to me and was like, I've been watching you, man. You lucky. Swear to God. And Lucky stuck just like that.
Damn.
That's how Lucky came about. That's crazy, right? Oh, that was crazy.
Yo, I think deals that story, yo. Like, yes. That's the fuck I talk about. Casey, you be having the best fucking guess, yo. How do you be doing this? Like, every time I call, you be having somebody who's the hot shit. You be having other winners because you're a fucking winner. That's what that
She's
is.
She's a winner. She's a winner.
Yeah, winners are track winners.
I'm a winner, too.
Yes.
Me being
oh, yes, Teddy. Of course.
Teddy. You a winner with an A at the end. You a winner. You hear me? A winner.
Winner.
You're a winner.
Yeah.
Say a winner.
That made my day.
I don't know. I'm privileged just to be able to call into this motherfucker. Like,
wow,
I'm basking in the ambience of the winners right now. This is nice.
You're a
little moment
too.
For life. Yes, because yeah. I'm on the phone with you. That's how much of a winner you are. You just infected my ear. Nice. Shiny with the winner. You guys are fucking winners. And I'm nervous as shit, so you got to cut me off before I say something stupid.
Why are you nervous?
I'm not
worried.
We might want to hear what you
got
to say.
What
you
got to
say?
Is it another
See,
joke?
I told you. You knew it. You knew it was going to come. I'm dumb. It always comes from me. Lucky, last time I was up here, I told a straight joke punchline and all, dude. I was like, oh, my God, why did I do that? It was a scary thing. I was like, I don't know, because they were not joyous. And I was like, that's not cool. How can I get them to smile? How about a joke? You know what I mean?
Well, go ahead and give us a joke. We want to hear the joke before you get off. Tell us a joke.
I told the joke. You want to hear the joke again that I had told?
Yeah, tell us
the
joke.
Yeah, tell me the joke.
Okay. Oh, shit. I love these fucking winners. Okay. Ahem. Got some Absolute in my throat. Fuck that.
Uh-oh. I hear that.
Okay. There were these three guys, and they died. And they went up to heaven.
Oh. It's nothing to funny. Okay, go ahead. I had to get that out. Go ahead.
Wait. That's not the joke. Okay. There were these three guys, and they died. And he went up to heaven, and God said, hey, it's not enough room today, fellas. And it's only enough room for one of y'all. So the guys was like, well, how are you going to decide who gets into heaven? And he was like, well, who died the worst death? And the first guy was like, well, I knew my wife was cheating on me, so I came home early to try to, like, bust her and see where the nigga was. I looked all over the apartment, and he wasn't there. So I went outside on the balcony. Hello? Okay.
Yeah,
when I saw on the balcony, I was like, hello? No, they did not hang up in the middle of my fucking joke. No, they went out on the balcony, and I saw him hanging on outside the balcony. So I went into the kitchen, and I got a hammer, and I smashed his fingers, and he fell into some thorn bushes at the bottom. But he wasn't dead. He was just fucked up. So I went in my kitchen, got a refrigerator, and threw it on top of him. And then God was like, okay. And then he was like, I was so upset that I went and I shot myself. And God was like, okay, shot yourself, got it. And the second guy was like, well, I was working out on my balcony and I slipped. And luckily, I grabbed onto my neighbor's balcony and I was trying to climb in. This motherfucker smashes my fingers and I fall into some thorn bushes, but I'm not dead, I'm just fucked up. So then this nigga goes into the kitchen and gets a refrigerator and throws the shit on me. Okay, God was like, all right, got it. And the third guy was like, okay, so I was hiding naked in a refrigerator.
Is that the joke? I need to know. Is that the damn joke?
Yeah, that's the joke.
Oh. Yes, that was a joke.
Oh, that was a joke.
That is the shit. They be killing them at parties and shit. They be making them dead.
All right, then. Don't tell that joke no more, okay? Oh, I love you. Don't tell that joke no more.
Okay.
No more.
That was the last time.
Okay, so God rest in peace for the three guys that died joke. Hold on, let me pour some absolute out for my joke.
I don't pour the absolute out. No, drink that.
No, don't
drink
that.
Just a drop for the joke.
No, don't even use it. Drink it. No, don't do that. All right,
sweetheart. We want to thank you for calling in. Don't go nowhere. No topic coming up, okay?
Cool beans.
All right. Man, I think the funny thing about that joke, right, is the silence at the end, right?
That's the joke. That's the silence at the end.
Like, what?
I love it. I love it, though, because it's like, everybody just go cricket.
It's like bird.
Yeah. I was like, what? Are you serious? I was scared at first, but go ahead.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm over here tripping, like. We're going to go to, okay, we got Richard in the building. Okay, 804-414, talk to Lucky.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes, hi, everybody.
Hi.
Sorry, that joke really was funny.
Did she say it was funny? Did
she say it was funny?
No. Because everyone was like totally fucking silent at the end. And I was like, what? What?
That was the joke. It was the silence at the end.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. It's my first time ever doing this.
Why is you
so
nervous?
Like,
don't be nervous.
Yeah. So Lucky,
yeah.
I don't know much about you. I'm really sorry. But what? How long have you been an artist?
I've been on a couple of book covers for My Girl Got a Girlfriend. Actually, you can get them at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. So I'm on the front cover of them. I've also auditioned for a couple of TV shows that I've made. So I've been successful and blessed in that also. And I still travel across the country hosting a lot of parties, heterosexual as well as homosexual.
Okay. Do you have any upcoming shows in Virginia?
You know, I just came from Virginia Saturday. I'm going to have to check because I never know, you know, because I have a manager working for me. I never know until like a week or two before the time.
All right. Because I would love to, you know, check your music out because I'm really big into music. Like, I'm actually going to college for journalism because I want to be a journalist for a music magazine. And and I kind of, like, want to, you know, like, start my own, like, magazine for, like, you know, the gay community out there for, you know, the artists and stuff, and, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, I know. But I feel so bad because, you know, I've never heard your music before, and I feel so lame because, you know,
When you say you haven't heard my music, what are you referring? What do you mean?
Like I've never heard any of your songs or anything.
What song? Oh man, you think I'm a rapper or a singer? Huh?
Say what?
You think I'm a rapper or a singer like that?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm not either one. I can't hold a note in my hand.
Oh, shit.
Don't.
Okay. You know, I'm an exotic entertainer, and I'm a host artist.
Oh, wow, I feel so lame. I am so sorry.
You're good.
Ooh, okay.
You
know. Oh, great. Everyone's probably like, wow.
They probably wish to jump you outside, so don't go outside.
Oh, trust me, I can handle my own. But I'm a very big fan of the exotic entertainers.
Well, that's great.
When I go to clubs and stuff, and
listen, since you don't know me, I'm not gonna get mad. I can't get mad, so I can ask this question like I'm a fan too. So, who's your favorite exotic entertainer?
It would have to be King Kells, because I've been watching her shit for a long time.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's nice. King Kells is a nice person.
Yeah. I go on YouTube a lot, and I watch, like, you know, like, her and her homegirl, you know, they talk about stuff, but I've seen some of her dances, and I was like, oh.
Okay.
But I'm definitely going to check you out.
You will. You'll have a good time. Okay. She's embarrassed. You know, you hear crickets when someone's embarrassed too. Don't worry about it. Well, you
know.
You see, I'm not one of them big mouth entertainers. What the fuck me? You don't know me, girl. You know I'm Sweet Letty. Yeah, I ain't like that. I'm a little shocked, but I'm not like, okay, you know. Next caller, she don't know me. I'm not like that. You will see me though. Remember that. Actually, you can go on my Facebook, MC Lucky, the boss, Scott, and check out my photos. You'll see some videos on there, too. All
right. Because, I mean, I've seen your picture, and I like what I like, but I'm just, I thought you were a rapper. I'm sorry.
So what kind of rapper? Like MC Light Rapper or what? I'm atheist. I know what kind of a rapper you thought I was.
I was like, are you familiar with any of the, like, Houston rappers, like Houston, Texas rappers? Like, Shorty the damn DJ, Taz, any of them?
No, I'm a little embarrassed like you now. Now?
Oh, well, they have their own record label called Six Color Entertainment, and I thought, like, you know, you just rapped about your life, so.
Oh, no, I don't. I got a book coming out, a personal book coming out about my life, though. But no, don't worry about it, boo. You're going to hear about me. Don't worry about it, okay?
All right.
Thank you for calling in, though, but and not knowing me, that kind of made me feel good. How you doing?
I'm so sorry.
All right, thank you for calling, though, okay?
Thank you for...
Don't cry, girl.
I'm not gonna cry. It's just like I kept saying, calling, and I was like, I don't know what we're talking about.
Just let me get the radio.
How old are you? Quick question.
23.
So that's why she don't know you like. She's a baby.
Baby's no luck too. Yeah.
I know.
But you know what? In 5.6 seconds, I will know about you.
Yes, you will.
And
yes,
I
you will
promote your ass because I'm good like that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in and helping us out a little bit.
Thank you for listening to my craziness.
No problem. You have a good night.
You too.
I was trying to help her. I'm sorry.
She was trying.
She got the call us crying.
I know. Look, I told you. That is the effect of she's on radio. You know, we'll have women about to have seizures. Now you got a woman crying on the line. You know.
It's not bothered. Need to go take
her out. I don't even know Lucky, but you know what? I loved it, her.
Right.
I loved it, her. Yeah, that's what I get. You hear me? I don't know. I'm a little shocked. I'm so shocked, but I'm good.
I was a little shocked too. I was like, hold on, Richmond. You should know her. Richmond. Look
right.
At her all the time. She might not go to the club like that. Maybe that would be. I don't know. But
she
ain't know what it
is. She was from Richmond.
Yeah, she was from Richmond. That's why I thought. I was like, oh, she know her, you know.
I'm glad she won't from my neck of the woods.
Ain't nobody from the water. Hush up.
Right.
You're not gonna talk about the 757. We're not going there tonight.
All right, we're not.
Let's go to 7. Matter of fact, the next caller is from 757.
Oh, Lord.
757-602. Talk to Lucky.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What y'all doing? I miss y'all.
We miss you too.
Teddy, I'm at work, man. I'm at work. I'm calling y'all while I'm at work.
Where you work at?
I work at this ratchet ass daycare center.
Oh, Lord.
This daycare is real ratchet. Girl.
Is that ghetto?
Yes. But I'm here, though. You know, I'm making my money, you know. But anyway, Lucky.
Yes, ma'am.
Lucky, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, and yourself?
I'm good.
Good.
You know, I call in every night, so I'm pretty sure if you on the next time, you're going to hear my voice again, because I be on here every night.
That's all right.
So... I heard you talk to the other girl. You said you're exotic dancer.
Yes.
What is the enjoyment of being an exotic dancer?
You know what? The enjoyment is that I know that I'm a fantasy to a lot of women, and to see their eyes and their reaction, it turns me on mentally. I'm never turned on like physically.
Okay. And another question. If you were to have a... Are you in a relationship at the moment?
It don't matter. You can ask me anything. Let's get it.
Are you in a relationship at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. Does your girlfriend have a problem with you being exotic dancer?
Yes. Every girlfriend that I've ever had has always had a problem with that. But I have to put them in their place because they... The majority of them that I had,
what?
I met them in the club. So, you mean, you met me in the club.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Don't get your tongue tied. You can ask me anything you want.
No, I'm trying to think of what I was going to ask you. But where are you from?
I was born and raised in Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. So you just go all over. You be in Virginia, you be in everywhere.
If what?
Basically.
Say that again.
Where did you get a high school?
Hello?
Yeah, say that again.
I said, so you basically dance all around, basically?
Yeah, I travel across the country.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's all I had to ask you.
That's weak. Okay, I get it. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I ain't finished. I'm going back to KT and Teddy.
Make sure you hit them.
KT.
Hey, we're good.
What is
you
doing with yourself today?
Girl, I'm just being KT. That's all.
That's all. Teddy,
that's
what
all
you
I
doing?
Drinking on some pink macchiato.
Come on, Lord. She's drinking on some pink moscato, though.
Yeah.
You ain't saying me none.
I'm sorry.
Because I will come all the way to Norfolk and get me some.
I'm not in Norfolk. I'm in Portsmouth. I'm in whack-ass
Portsmouth. I will come all the way to Portsmouth and get me some.
I'll buy you a bottle. How about that?
All right. Okay. But y'all should, make way to my party. My party is the 29th of this month at the Alley. I'm going to get y'all in.
Somebody saw me on Facebook yet, but that's all right. Somebody saw me on Facebook.
Well, I can't look at it right now, but I guess I'll go on this by page and find y'all.
Yep.
All right, now.
You be easy,
all
baby.
All right, y'all too.
I'll watch some churn.
All right.
All right, ready for 919-806. Talk to you
later.
Hello?
Hello?
Bye. Let's go back and say 919 again.
That's it. 919-806. I could have sworn I told you. Come back to me after y'all finish talking to me.
You're going to get the belt.
I know you heard me.
Go get the belt.
Well, since you already got me all here, how you doing, sweetheart?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Great.
I don't really know you. Like, I don't even know anything.
Hey, Teddy, KT, that's
right
number
now.
Two. Number two. Y'all keep marking that down, but go ahead.
Number two. Gotcha.
No. Like, I'm really not big on the whole exotic dances. Like, there's only a few handfuls that I actually like, and I've already talked to the ones that I'm, like, so in love with. So, yeah.
Right.
But, I'm pretty sure since you're up here that you get inspired. Like, you're a winner. You're a winner. You're a winner.
That's me. I'm a winner.
So, what's your name?
Lucky. What? You don't know?
Okay.
You don't know my name?
No, I mean, like, No.
Whoa.
I know your name. But I mean, like, if I look you up on YouTube and I just type in Lucky, like, you're just going to pop up?
You will look up MC Lucky.
Okay, there you go. Because I just get on YouTube, like, Lucky, and, like, a whole bunch of other people come up. So that's
right. And if you have any problem with that, you look up MC Lucky the ball here. Yeah, you're going to see it.
Okay, so I'll look you up so I'll be informed and whatnot. But, okay.
All right.
KC Teddy. I'm sitting here. When y'all finish with Lucky, hit me back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going nowhere. Even though I got to get up and go to work in the morning, I'm not going nowhere because I really do have to get this off my chest. So, okay.
Oh, shoot.
All right.
All right.
and go down to area code 410-905, talk to Lucky.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, we can. Hello?
Good fellas in the building. What's up, shorty?
What's up, baby?
What it do?
I don't know who the boss is out there. What's going on, shorty?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I was a little hurt, but I ain't let him know that.
Almost pissed on pain in the building, shorty. Good fellas.
Man, listen, female exotic entertainer extraordinaire.
Right. They
pain.
They better know it.
You hear me? Good fellas, where we at?
Where we at, shorty?
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Teddy,
KC,
I can't wait
to
come
down
to
the fly. Hey, KC and Teddy, listen, this is one of the female exotic entertainers in Baltimore, Prince Dom Payne.
Oh, yeah, I know Prince Dom Payne.
Oh,
right.
Okay. That's right. I had to call and let the ladies know about my big brother. That's an icon right there, shorty.
Yeah.
That's an icon. They need to know who that is. You know what I'm saying? YouTube, Google, Facebook, Skype, Twitter. All that. We out here. The Goodfellas, 2012. We shutting down.
All day, baby.
Zone. Shutting down. She's on. That's what we going to do.
Female
style. Rapping DC and Female. We in the building.
All day. Home of the wild, baby.
You already. But the ladies want to know, the boss, from the show you did on the third, you lit your clit on fire. What's that about, boss?
Look at KC. KC is saying, like, what you say? What you say? What?
You lit your clit on fire, boss. Like, I'm trying to figure out what's that about. You feel me? Like, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to be like
okay.
me when I grow up.
Listen.
Yeah.
What had happened was I was born with an enlarged clitoris, and I thank God for that because I love it. But I do a little exotic act with the cigarette lighter. Let them see what's happening. I let them see it growing for their eyes, and that captivates them and drives them bananas.
Right.
Oh,
shit. Yeah, because the ladies are going crazy June 3rd for the incoming callers, ladies. Y'all must know. Y'all talking to a boss when you're on the phone. You talking to Goodfellas on right there. MC
I'm on the radio. I know, trying to.
Okay.
Leave
yeah, okay. So, that's what I'm talking about. Payne, you might be my baby for life. You hear me?
Yo, love you to death, nigga. Love you to death. That's what my fucking icon. All day.
All
day, right?
Sweet.
Y'all motherfuckers have a good
that.
Night. Y'all have a good
mm-hmm.
night. I had to come through and show my brother some love on the radio. Y'all can get at me to it. Baltimore's Prince Dom Payne. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter. Look me up. We coming out.
Get at her. Get at her.
We 10 strong. Got some of the best dogs on our squad in the business, shorty. We doing it.
All
I see y'all the she's on. Y'all have a good night, though.
All right, baby. Thank you for calling.
I love you, nigga. Hit me up later on, though.
I got you, baby.
All right.
Hi. Go down. I'm still like, well, what?
Yeah, it's a little exotic thing that I do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even want to get. How explicit can I get on this radio?
Man, do it.
You gotta explain it. You might have to do what you gotta do because I'm over here all confused.
Right.
Like, what? All right,
listen. My private part, I call my butt, is as large as my finger. I'm 6 feet, 216 pounds. So, my thumb. And my buddy, they almost the same size, width and length. So yeah, when it comes down to it, I break them down so hard. I break them down. It's not a nasty show. It's very erotic.
Wow, how you doing, Teddy? I'm like wow. I'm like okay.
We talk like whoa, like wow.
I'm like I just want to see it. I'm not going to get turned on or nothing like that.
Yes, you will. Yes, you hey, boo, yes, you will.
I
promise you.
I'm going to be confused.
Listen.
Like, wait a minute. Am I supposed to?
Yeah, you're supposed to. You're going to get turned on. I promise you that.
Man.
I'm going to scratch my head on that one. Whew.
We need to make our way up. How you feel about that?
That's it. Make our way up. Or get me there. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm already trying to get you here anyway, you know.
Get me there. I'm telling you.
Anyway.
Get me there. make sure I already know the laws in Virginia. You can't get there too much. So make sure every you sell tickets and we can close the doors and lock them at a certain time and shut it down.
And you know. And you know. So y'all hear that, ladies. We're going to make that happen. Real soon. With the light torch and lighter and everything. Y'all hear
that? You hear that?
They don't know what to do.
I ain't going to be able to secure shit.
You know, ladies, said it with all that pink Moscato. Oh, Lord. You all right, Sally?
No, it's still in the glass. I'm good. It ain't wasted.
Listen,
I don't waste alcohol.
Do you need it? You sure? Okay, listen. All you got, Casey, Lolita from Baltimore says she going to get at you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Abnormal Vamp.
Yeah, that's
what you
know,
you know about.
Okay.
She got you. All right, let's hear the next caller because I know they're going to be talking about the light up and the burn up.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to 310-775. Talk to us. 310?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, ma'am.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
What's happening?
All right.
Okay, so... what's her name? McLucky?
Oh, God.
Did you say McLucky? Oh, man, she had McDonald's and shit on my ass. Hey, no, why she called? Is this McLucky? Oh, Lord.
No, she said MC Lucky, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's me. That's me, baby. I thought you said McLucky. I was going to say, did you get fries and a shake with that? I ain't know what the hell, yo.
Hey, what's up, KC? This Hennessy.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
Tell
Jen
around.
On the phone. Oh, she's
going to put that up in the
phone.
What up, Casey?
What's up, baby? What's going on with y'all?
Okay, look, so I'm going to tell you. You remember I said I was going to call and give y'all an update, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't even know what I'm talking about, do y'all?
Casey, no, we
don't.
Talk to
him.
I don't
know. Hold on for a minute. All right. We're going to come back to you on that because we're doing our interview right now with MC Lucky.
Oh, my bad. Okay, I'm sorry.
But you can call it Lucky if you want to. Y'all know who
Lucky
is.
So MC Lucky, how you doing, boo?
I'm fine, baby.
So how long you been in the game, like, you know, this rap game?
Like maybe 26 years.
How,
okay.
26 years. How old are you?
Ooh.
Ooh. You ain't got to get it. You ain't got to get it because, I mean, you might be up there with me. So, you know what I'm saying?
Listen.
That's why
I'm 47.
Oh.
But
yeah.
I look 25. Get at me, dog.
Hey, I believe you. I believe you. I ain't right there yet, but, you know, I believe you because, yeah, okay.
I feel so young right now.
So now that you told, now that you put that out there, I give you mad props. So you out there doing your, you say you strip or something? I heard you talk about your little man and thing, you know, your manhood,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's for y'all films out there. Hey, but go on, Jen, talk to her about that, you know.
Oh, man.
Man, you feel me, dog. Hey, do your thing, man. Do your thing.
I got you.
Okay, I guess. I don't know. Okay, so I'm late on the conversation, so I don't know if, you know, any fans ask you this question, but I guess it's, you know. So what's your turn on?
My turn on? A good smelling woman and an awesome pair of shoes. I got a foot fetish. You hear me?
Okay. So you rather would you rather see a fan in pumps or finish
you? You know what? I'm really attracted to a feminine woman that has some aggressiveness in her. You know
you
what I'm
like
saying?
That,
like
the sizzle.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily that. I don't want nobody to let me take advantage of them. Sometimes I like to be choked up too.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Y'all hear that, ladies?
Huh? So you into all that role playing stuff, huh?
I'll get into that. You know what I mean? I'm all into pleasing. You know what I mean? I'm all into pleasing. So if we want to role play, then I'll role play. You know, I do a it's so funny, but I do a feminine act too, and it's out of control.
Yes, it is. I've seen it.
It's so out of control.
You done showed out.
It's out of control. I put a two-piece little bikini shit on, and it's done.
Oh, nigga. You serious?
Huh? It's out of control. Listen, that's my alter ego, and her name is Lakia. So if you haven't seen Lakia, you better book her, too, because she's out of control.
Yeah,
that's
Lakia.
Awesome.
I might need to see Lakia,
cause you might you can take Lakia home to mommy and grandma. You know what I mean?
Okay. Wow, that's that old school right there.
You hear me?
I can take MC Lucky to the homies, right?
Yeah, you take me to the homies and I straighten up all the beef. But Lakia,
no, that's right.
Yeah, you can take her home to grandma and mommy. She's so sweet, so pretty. Yeah, you can take her.
Hey, where are you from, man?
North Carolina, Rocky Mountain.
Oh, you in the NC. Okay, okay.
No, I live in Baltimore now, but I'm originally from.
Oh, you're from. Okay. Damn,
y'all,
you got some. I got an ATM. That's
from
y'all in Georgia.
What is that, in Georgia?
How long you been doing your little thing, your little stripper?
You a stripper? I wouldn't say I'm a stripper because I wouldn't say that. I'm an exotic entertainer. I wouldn't say I'm a stripper. Strippers take it all off. My alter ego takes it all off, but Lucky don't.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm a package deal, 2-for-1, baby.
Oh, they in California.
Right.
Dang, come on. 310 what? 310 what? Now, y'all in California, right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, 310.
Oh, they in Cali?
Yeah, they in Cali.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bootleg just joined you back. Y'all need to get out there in Cali, man.
Yes, get me out there.
Yes, I need to go out
to
Cali.
You might come
out here. You might not
want to
go back home.
Listen, I don't know about all that evil. My thing is for you. You might not
want to
stay there.
I hear that.
Oh, there you go.
That's so good because I'm good with relocation.
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. How you doing? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Come on, uproot me anytime, baby.
Uh-oh. What's up now?
Hey, there you go, look. There you go.
Listen, you know, I do a little gardening myself. I like to uproot and ground it and put it back to I do all of that.
Oh, fucking
mm-hmm.
Water and everything, kind of let it just bloom up, huh?
See? Listen, you hit me on Facebook, MC Lucky the Boss Scott. Hit me on Facebook. You'll see, which you don't, you only hearing it, but go on Facebook and see it.
Hey,
don't hurt yourself, though.
Oh, I won't hurt myself, baby.
Don't hurt yourself.
Like,
go on that Facebook and check it out.
But
I guess really the whole little good entertainment is like really kind of spread wide, I see. So you got different type of, you know, good entertainers, which is cool. I mean, because it's a whole lot of women out there.
Right.
You know.
Get us out there.
Okay.
Bring me, Teddy, and KC. We are boss, and we coming out there. You hear me?
No doubt. You said it was MC Lucky, what, the boss?
The boss. D-A-B-O-S-S Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Okay. The boss, Scott. So let me ask you this, because I just looked on Twitter, and I guess the topic is ghetto-ness.
Is ghetto-nism?
Yeah, ghetto-ness.
Oh, wow.
Ghetto-ness. No, I'm saying ghetto-ness. That's what I've seen on Twitter.
Oh, ghetto-ness.
Okay, so, ghetto-ness. Okay, so anyways, let me ask you this. Okay. Is it ghetto? Or what do you feel? I mean, I know to each his own,
what
do you feel about, like, these studs that, like, walk around with, like, they strap on, like, all day? Like, I don't know if you do that or not, but.
You know what? I don't. But there was a time that I was more stud than the stud, than the word stud. I used to wear my hair really, really short, and I even went to New York with a couple of my buddies, and we got special-made dildos. Got a skin wrap off our back, and really got a dildo that was really, really ours that you can wear all day, and then you urinate in it because they had a tube in it. And
yeah, I heard of that.
Yeah, I had one, and I walked around like that forever, like forever. And what made me stop? Yeah, you know, like I told another caller, I'm spiritual. You know what I mean, I know that. I ain't getting into it, but my daughter had a really, really bad accident, and I promised God to pull her through, that I would change my whole look. Well, now I have locks all the way down my back, and I'm aggressive, but I'm like a pretty boy. I'm not a thug. I don't look like a thug boy no more. I had to change my life, but I don't judge that because I used to be like that.
Right.
I don't have no problems with that. I don't have problems with studs on studs. I don't have problems with no type of sexuality. To each his own,
right.
And that's how I honestly feel about
it. Right. That's true.
Yeah, no, that's why I said to each his own, you know what I'm saying? Because it just, like I said, I mean, I love women, period. You know what I'm saying? Whether Sam said, whatever. But it's just this whole persona is getting, like, a little up there, you know. Back when I came out, it was just like, you know, those were just like, they still were in touch with their femininity, you know. And I hope I said that right. But anyway, now it's just like, nowadays, not saying all, but it's just like some of them, like, take it to a whole nother level. So it's like, now they're more like men. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, maybe they feel like they're a man inside, though. You know?
Yeah, maybe, you know what, you can't really, you know, it's a fight.
Not that, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not knocking them, I'm just
no,
saying.
No,
like,
you're not. You're being inquisitive and you asking the question about situations. And I'm not saying that you're knocking it, but you got some women out there. I have a really, really good friend who lives in North Carolina that you could not tell her that she's not a man. Like, you couldn't tell her that. You tell her, you call her a girl if you want to, and she's really going to get upset, and her outside. Her exterior is like a guy. So I respect her because that's how she carries it. Do I like it? No, I don't like it at all. If I got big titties and big ass, and you know what I mean? So I like for people to, they think I'm crazy, but I don't care if men look at me. You know, I'm attracted to men, not sexually. I think by the time that a man looks at a stud and say, damn, you're attractive, I think that's fucking hot.
Right.
But I'm not attracted to men. I ain't been with a man in almost 27 years, and I like it.
But yeah, no, I'm not gonna say it. It was different. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, when I came out, so it was just like, you know, it kind of, I was like, wow, you know, just, like I said, it just got to the point, like I had a relationship where it was very abusive, you know, and it was just like, It kind of, like, turned me off because she was more, like, she was too, like, overly aggressive, you know, towards her, like, a man thing. And I felt like, damn, if I really wanted to be with my, you know, be with a man, I wouldn't stay with my big daddy, you know.
Right. So,
that's why I was just like, wow, like, what happened?
But you know
what? Like, I said, I don't love nobody.
You know what? A lot of feminine women feel like that is when it comes down to penetration. They feel like, if, you know, if they're going to get penetration, it's going to be the real thing. It's not going to be nothing fake, and I respect that. I've ran across a lot of women that are like that. I question their sexuality to myself, but you see, that's how some people are.
Right. Yeah, and that's true, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just like, no, and you know, because somebody told me, and I don't know where they got this from, but somebody told me that women who like penetration from another woman is not, they have, like, sexual issues. Like, they're really not, quote-unquote, gay.
Listen, I want you to take this back to them, whoever's saying that. God made women to be penetrated. I don't care. That's how he made us. I don't care how short their hair is, how low they wear their pants. how many fittings they put on their heels.
I gotta disagree on that one, though.
Listen,
I'm gonna come in on that one, man. Real talk, dog. I'm rep it for the ones that don't want that. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, you got the ones that do, you got the ones that don't. But
can I finish?
He skipped me on that plan right there, baby.
All right, listen. I don't like it either. But listen, can you listen to me? I'm telling you what the word said, not how we feel. We don't like it.
Oh, okay. You talking about the word of God? Okay.
We don't like it, but he made women to be penetrated. We're supposed to reproduce. That's how that goes. But, you know, for those of us that don't like it, you know, I reproduce. I have a 26-year-old daughter, but I don't like penetration. No, you cannot penetrate me, ma'am. No, I don't like it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, but even with the reproduction, everybody can't really reproduce. You know what I'm saying? They try and they can't. So.
Situation, but what I'm saying is that we were made to be penetrated. We were made to reproduce.
Yeah, I mean,
somebody just came in because, you know, we've had some, you know, me and my friends have, you know, a conversation. And, yeah, that came up because, you know what I'm saying, that's how I get out. You know what I'm saying?
I was with a girl one time, right? Yeah, I mean, I don't let women penetrate me. But I know I got such a feminine body, and I try not to show it as much. But I don't, it's going to have to be somebody that I really, really get down. Like, God knows that we are never, ever going to break up. Like, forever. But I tried it one time, and guess what? I didn't like it. And I don't like it. It made me feel funny. Not because I'm aggressive, because I didn't like the feeling.
Yeah,
because
it ain't got nothing to do with your aggressiveness or none of that. That's just a sexual pleasure. You know what I mean? I'm not knocking it for those that get it. You feel me?
Right.
But it's not for everybody.
I know a lot of doms that take the deal, though. I know a lot of them.
Oh, man, you ain't got to tell me, man. You ain't got to tell me about that.
You got to ask them about them real
shaved head motherfuckers all day long. The whole nine, they make you do like, is that a girl for real? Gap them open all day. Don't, I know that. That's for sure. Them be the ones.
I'm down with putting in my lover. If my lover want it, we going to have to play a card game, and if I lose, then you getting some ass.
I'm pretty with you. I got to really, like, you know what I'm saying? I got to really dig you. Like, I mean, shit, man, really dig. I just got out of a 9-year relationship, and she almost got to that point. God, thank you, Lord, I didn't go there. But,
right,
you know, it takes that special, special, real special for real, on that tip.
Right, and I understand that. I was in a relationship for 13 years, and after that 13 years, she used to beg and beg. Your body is so, let me. And it was absolutely not. It was absolutely not. I don't like it. I don't like the feeling.
Yeah, I feel you.
That's why I was just like, yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this, let me ask you this. What do you think the percentage of feminine women that's available out there to the studs? Do you feel like there's more studs than women? Like we're like 10 to 1?
I think there's more studs than women.
Yeah, man, women. I've seen it like more and more. It's like, damn, man. It's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know what's funny now? You know, each decade to me is a new era. And I'm telling you, the era now is stud on stud. And I don't have no problems with it because I'm telling y'all, so many.
Yeah, a woman
studs
is a woman at the end of the day. I feel you on that, but I ain't with it, but I feel you on it.
So many studs, yo. I'm telling you, celebrities down to the studs that's on welfare. I'm telling you, all kinds come to me, yo. Like, and I just be looking like, what do they think that I'm going to do? Do they look at me like I'm going to lay on my back, or do they want me to give them this medal? I don't know what they want me to do. And I'm scared to ask because I'm scared they're going to say I'm interested. And I'm not knocking it, but I want to know what the same thing about men. When men look at me, I'm always smelling good. I always got on men cologne. When men tell me that I smell good, I be like, don't they know that this is a man cologne? Like, it bothers. I want to know, but I don't ask because I'm scared. I'm a punk. I want the whole nation that's listening to know that Lucky is a punk, and I'm not going to ask. Because I'm scared of the answer.
This is Talk Radio called She's On. And She's On, man.
So MC Lucky.
Yes, baby.
Okay, so my thing is, like I said, I'm all around. I love all kind of women. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, okay, just like how it is in the society, just, you know, the general population, heterosexuals don't like, you know, the lesbian and gay or whatever community. But when it comes to, like this is what I want to know. Like, when it comes to, like two gay guys, people really don't look at that. Like, okay, that's nasty. But when it comes to, like, two feminine women, it's all good. So how come within our community, like, we look at two studs together, like, that's nasty?
Like, that's nasty?
Yeah.
You know what? You know what's so funny, though? Because we know when two men are together that it's automatically going to be, you know, I'm just going to be explicit, dick sucking and ass fucking. We automatically know that, and that's a turn off to a lot of gay women, but not to me. I watch a lot of porn. I'm a porn freak, and I watch two men fuck. Oh, you're going to get some ass, because I'm just
I do the same thing, because I be, like, I got a dirty mind, so I like to look at that stuff, too,
me too.
It's just, like, you know, it's just crazy, like, it's, like, within our own community, like, we down different types of relationships, you know what I'm saying, whether it's the men on men, because, me personally, I love gay men, you know what I'm saying, they're, like, the best people to hang out with, you know, but then it just, like I said, when it comes down to, like, stud on stud or whatever, we look at that, like, oh my gosh, like, that's nasty, or why, you know, like, why would they even get down? That's like two men, you know what I'm saying? But in actuality, when it comes down, when everybody takes off their clothes, they're still women.
You know what? It was so messed up. We don't even support our own. So it's like, we don't even support our own.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's going to be messed up. It's always going to be messed up, because that's just how it go. You only
right.
got a chosen few that's going to be down with who cares. As long as you love
right.
your devil. You know what I mean?
Right. That's true.
So just forget it. Like I was telling my homie, KC, you know, just don't worry about what people think about you. Get it on. Do whatever it is that makes you happy. That's why a lot of people, you know, fuck with me. Because I'm a don't care ass bitch. But I'm, you
right.
know what I mean? I don't care what you think about me. I don't care that you see I'm 47 and I'm still doing my thing. I do not care. Because half of these girls that's attracted to me, I'm their mother's age, and your mother don't look like me, boo. Get at me, dog. You hear me?
Right.
So I don't care, and neither should you, and neither should anybody else.
Oh, yeah. No, I can give two shits. Excuse my language. I can give two shits to know what the next person think about me, because, you know what I'm saying, I came in this world by myself. I'm going to leave by myself. So I only need to please myself, God, and my child. You feel me? Like, so it just baffles me, you know, the fact that, you know, that within our own community, it's just still so much like hate, and it's just we're not connected like we need to be connected, you know. And it's just crazy. So, oh no. Well, I got my little education. I'll be at the station.
Huh? You good?
Y'all
no, long as you good. Yeah, we good. Long as you good, we good.
Mm-hmm. Right. So.
Well, I know y'all probably want to take some more calls, but if not, y'all can go, Jen. You can keep on shooting the breeze with
No, go ahead. No, because, you know, I don't want to be like homegirl that was on the other night.
Yeah,
we
were talking about
get
off the phone, get off the phone.
But, so, Casey, if you want to go ahead and take the next call so, you know, y'all can come back so I can tell y'all what happened with the situation with the girl.
All right, we'll do that.
All right.
Hey, thank you
well,
for
nice talking to
you.
You
too, baby.
Hey,
don't forget.
Nice hollering at you, MC Lucky,
don't,
man. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
All right, I appreciate y'all. Y'all get at me here. MC Lucky, the boss guy. Get at me on Facebook.
All right.
I will.
All right. All right, go 240-346 on the left. There you go, 240. Alright. There you go. 804-721. Talk to Lucky.
What it do, Lucky?
Hey, baby, what's up?
I see you still up to your old antics.
I'm staying at every. I'm telling you this: if it ain't broke, I don't got to fix it. Get at me.
Yo, I remember you from when I was younger. I used to see you and all the DC bad girls together.
Right.
I used to get pushed to the side so they can come to the front so they can see you on the stage.
Oh. Okay. What's good? What you need to ask me? Talk to me.
I'm gonna just say this. I've been a fan since I was a little girl. I'm still a fan. You still doing your thing. Hey, you do what you do, you make your money. You still got fans out there, and the fact that you've been doing it since I was, ooh, and you still out there doing it, and you still look good to be your age, do what you do, homie.
Oh, you sweet. You sweet, baby. I appreciate you. I ain't going to stop until I meet Trayvon Martin. Oh, Lord, Trayvon.
Oh, Lord.
Are you gonna look, are you behaving now?
You know what? I'm still lucky. I'm always going to be lucky. That's what's making me who I am. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to change me. I like who I am. If nobody else don't like it, I cannot stop who I like. I like lucky.
Everybody likes lucky, but, you know, you used to misbehave.
I still misbehave. You hear me? They, you know, the girls like a bad boy. You hear me?
They do. They definitely do. I've seen both of your personas, so...
What, the girl and the boy?
Yes.
Well, my alter ego, she's straight. She don't like what she. I don't know what she is. She don't like men. She don't like women. She a virgin. With that kind of body. You hear me? With that kind of body, she's a virgin.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get when you see Mr. Lucky.
You don't. And that's what I'm talking about. Call me Forrest Gump.
You keep on entertaining, though, yo. You're doing what you do.
That's what I do, and I appreciate you, baby.
Hopefully KC will bring you back to VA.
He is. I'm waiting for her to come get me right now. I'm outside of a party that I'm getting ready to go in probably about 30 minutes. But I'm doing what I do. You hear me?
You keep doing what you do, yo.
I appreciate you, baby.
You have a good night, Lucky.
You too, baby.
Hi.
KC, she sound like she was mad.
Yeah.
Look, hey, Teddy, she sound like, Lucky, you still misbehaving? Yeah.
You about to go get the belt. Like, you still being there. Let me go get my belt.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Keep misbehaving so you can't misbehave no more.
Yeah, it's like, I'm still going to be me because I like me.
Amen.
When you like yourself, you forget everything that's around you. I like who I am.
That's what you're supposed to do. Because can't nobody else please you better than you can please yourself.
You heard me. I might change my name to please myself.
Uh-oh.
MC Lucky, please myself. I might.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
You gotta use that one.
Yeah,
ring to it right there.
Right there, and I'm going to tell them that you changed it. KC and Teddy, this shit. You heard me?
Yes,
sir.
Don't forget, all callers, I am at Billet 428 East 25th Street, Baltimore, baby. Y'all better get out here, get at us now. It's a parking space right here. Only one left.
Oh, shit. You're about to go get it before I do.
Right. Three the hard way, baby. Three the hard way plus one. I'm the plus one. That's what we doing, baby.
Hear that. You got to keep us up on your events, too, so we can come over there and support you.
Yeah, you got to come out here and see Lolita and Chris, yo. They out the Vamp. I'm sorry. You know her by the Vamp. Please come see the Vamp and Chris. They out here killing.
Got to come up there. We got to make another road trip, bro. Come on now.
Please, bring a busload, baby, because it's off the chain on Wednesdays and Sundays. Off the chain.
We're going to do that.
Y'all should see all these people standing out here looking at me, yo. They know I'm on the radio live, yo. They like, what are you doing? There's so many people standing around me, I can't even greet them. Next caller, let's go.
Hey, go 254-624, talk to Lucky.
Hey, I don't know what's going on. I just called in. I just got off work.
Number three, y'all. Go ahead.
Number three.
What?
No, you don't understand, Carla. What's up? What you need, baby? Talk to me.
I don't know. I don't know. What's going on?
Oh, God. KC Teddy, talk to her, please.
Hey, sweetheart. This is MC Lucky. MC Lucky is an entertainer from Baltimore, D.C. area, and she wants to talk to you.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, Lucky, what's going on?
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great.
I'm doing good.
What?
Yeah.
You don't want to ask me anything? You don't want to say anything to me? Say something to me.
Well, I don't, I mean, I've never.
Ask me, do
I've
I got any drawers on? Say, Lucky, you got some drawers on? Say something, socks, anything. Tell me, ask me what kind of shoes I fuck with. Ask me something.
What color are your socks?
Huh?
What color are your socks?
Say what?
I said, what color are your socks?
Did she ask me to come and fuck on the radio? What did she say?
I think so. I think you said that. I think she said
what color are your socks?
No. Oh my gosh.
Okay. What you want me? What you want me? What you want?
I said, what color are your socks?
What color are my socks? A different color. I got on some Jordans, the up to date Jordans, baby, and like a gray T-shirt that matches some nice ass jeans. My hair, I don't even want to tell you about my locks because they're so pretty. What else you need to know?
Oh, my God. Man, I got tongue set.
Huh?
What? You say something to me, babe. Listen, I'm a world-renowned MC and exotic entertainer. Ask me anything you want because we got some callers. Ask me.
Oh my God,
I don't want to be on the phone anymore.
Oh, Lord.
No.
No.
You don't want to be on the phone anymore? Hello?
I think she hung up, man.
Oh, Lord. She was straight. Let's go. Next caller.
860-990. Oh, talk to Lucky.
Oh, Lord. Hello?
Yes. Hello. Hey. Good evening. How are you, Lucky? I just want to tell you, keep doing your thing. I've been listening to the show, and my name is Susan. I'm your age. So, hey, and you sparked an interest in me tonight because I don't hear a lot of people that are in your profession or even do what you do, talk about, like, what they like. And, like, I just rediscovered myself 2 years ago and realized I was a touch-me-not for 30 years. And, yes, for 30 years I was a touch-me-not. And I just discovered in the last couple of years that I actually enjoy being touched.
Hold up. You said for 30 years you wasn't being touched?
Yes, for 30 years I was a touch me not.
What? Hold up. You got me scared. When you say touch me not, you mean they doing sex, they couldn't touch nothing?
I was a touch me not, Lucky.
Damn, baby. I'm so glad that. Well, welcome. Welcome to the touch me.
Yes, welcome, for real. Welcome. And like, I'm putting myself out there. I'm really putting myself out there.
Who cares, baby? We don't care. Put it out there. If I had told you 29 years ago, I probably would have touched you and made you be a touch me person. Talk
yeah,
to me.
Okay. All right. And hopefully I'll get to meet you because I'm coming to T-Pride.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was a touch me not. And I discovered because I got with someone who was much younger than me. And she wanted to explore, and I allowed her to explore certain things. I am with a crowd that does not like penetration, never has, never will.
Right.
And that's just my preference. I don't knock what anyone else does. I'm from the old school where it really didn't matter what you looked like. As long as it was love, love was love. Love was
right.
Love. Yeah.
Love was love.
And I appreciate that you put yourself out there like that and let people know. And I love your personality because once I am comfortable with a person, I have that type of personality where, what do you want to know? I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
Right.
Yes.
You know, I come from that
era.
What? You know,
We appreciate you coming out and saying, listen, 30 years, listen, I'm devastated that you, for 30 years, baby, look, all I'm going to tell you is that you missed out on a whole lot of touches.
You know what, and I can agree with you there, and I can admit, yes, I did. Hopefully, before I get old and gray and I can't touch anyone else, hopefully I run into the right person, because I was in a 13-year, I was in a 12-year.
Hello?
She didn't touch me. We kissed, and I mean, like, you know, rubbing and like that.
Touching sexually, there was no touch. There was no touch. I was a touch me not. Don't touch me. I want to please you. That's how I get pleased.
Well, let me ask you now that you're getting touched, how does it feel? Tell me where I got my hands in my... I have my hands in my pants. Tell me how you feel.
Uh-oh. Okay, I've been celibate for a year and a half now.
You say you've been celibate?
I have been celibate for a year and a half.
Oh, God.
Yes. And that is partially by choice, and partially because I have run into some people that if I did have to hook up with them, that it would not be good, because what attitude and their personal lifestyle and their behavior. I've never had a one night stand, and I'm 47 years old. I've never experienced it.
All right, can I ask you something? We interview you now. Can I ask you a question?
Yes. Go ahead.
So when you got some head after the 30 years, did you explode?
No, I actually didn't. I had to get aroused another way. See, my genitals are not, my lower genitals are not my hotspot. My hotspot happens to be my breast and my neck.
That is crazy. You know what? I have really big, I don't mean to brag or boast, but I like hot butter on my breakfast toast. I rock it out. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was on a rap show. All right, listen. My bad. I thought I was on a rap show. But listen, my breasts are really, 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 really pretty. But I don't like them to be, even as of now. I can't get aroused by that. I can't. Because I have a very enlarged, I said N with an E-N, large clitoris.
Okay.
Listen, I love, Lord, look, I love head, like,
okay.
It drives me crazy. Like,
okay.
You know, all women think that they know how to give head. But when you have an enlarged clitoris, it's like sucking a penis. Listen, I need you to really look at me at that particular time like I'm a dude. Not that I am, because I'm not. I'm 100% woman, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give me some good head, I might skip a couple of shows and give you a paycheck. And that's some real shit. I'm going to skip a couple of shows and give you a paycheck. But I love some head. I promise you. But all women can't please me like that, because they always might be, oh, it's so big. Let me suck it. There's not no pacifier. You can't just... Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I get that, and I understand that. And see, yours is extra large. Mine is extra small, and it's hidden.
Oh, boo. Oh, baby. It's extra small.
Only, listen, and you know what? I've actually tried different types of stimulation, but it's just not there. I get my shit off from, yes, and I'm talking like that tonight. I get my shit off from someone sucking on my breast, kissing my neck, sucking on my neck.
Tell me something, because I'm new to this. Listen, you telling the boss, the B-O-S-S, capitalized letter. Listen, you telling me that you can get off and you can nut with somebody sucking your titties?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot. You might make me try that. I'm drinking a little bit now while I'm on the air. I'm letting y'all know I'm drinking. But go ahead.
Okay, now, Lucky, remember, if you know what you know, and if you've had any experience with Kama Sutra, you know that sex is 80% mental.
Of course, it is.
That's an 80% mental. So if you put yourself in a good place, and if and you relax your body enough, you can touch any part of your body and get an arousal and have an orgasm. It all depends on the
stimulation. I tried it. Yo, listen, I tried it because I got them Anna Nicole Smith. Oh, Lord, rest in peace. I got them Anna Nicole Smith titties, right? And they're mine. And they still sit up because when I was coming up in the country, all we was raised was oatmeal and bras. We went to sleep in bras, so that's why these titties look good. They look good, and I'm going to say they look good because they mine. They look good. But if you suck them, I'm going to have to... I don't like it. I tried to close my eyes and say, okay, she's not sucking my titty, she's sucking my dick. That's what I try to say in my mind, but it doesn't nothing for me. It just does not do anything for me. And that's women are so attracted to my breasts because they're beautiful. You know what I'm saying? But I cannot get down with that. I can't get no arousal.
I respect that, though. I respect that because your hot spot happens to be somewhere else and mine happens to be somewhere else also. And see, a lot of people are under the misconception that the G-spot is in one spot. And it's
not.
Yeah.
It's not,
though.
I said
people are under the misconception that the G-spot is one spot.
Oh.
And it's not.
Oh, no. It's not. I'm here to tell you that
G
spot is more than just one spot.
Yes. Anatomically, it's in one spot, but you have, as a woman, we have more than one G spot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm going to tell all callers that are listening right now that don't know about where my G spot is. I always try to make a woman find it. But my G spot, honest to God, don't you know that little section that's right by, girls call it the coochie. I say it's my balls, but right under my, if you kiss right there on my upper thigh that's real close to my clitoris, if you get there the right way, I might marry you tomorrow. That's my honest truth. I might marry you tomorrow. Look, all the girls gonna try to chase me down. Lucky, come here. I know, come here. But I'm telling you, if you kiss right there, it's a done deal.
I hear that.
I hear you. And I want to holler at Casey. How you doing, Casey? How you doing, Teddy?
Hey, we're good with you.
Hey, now. Teddy
was a little off right now, so you can't say too much to Teddy right now. Go ahead.
Now that I put myself out there, okay, now my face is red. It's midnight here. My face is red. And I'm a little embarrassed. I'm still single. I've been single for going on 2 years now, and I'm fucking tired of being single. I gotta say that tonight. I'm tired. I am nothing out from being single now. And don't get me wrong, I tried dating. I sure have, but I have met some fucking monsters.
Listen. You know what the number one question every girl always asks me, right?
Yeah.
Lucky, you're in the business. Why are you in a relationship? Look, all my relationships have been long-term because I grew up with a mother and a father, right, in the country. You already know what was instilled in me. Long-term, we're going to be together. We don't have no money. If we don't have no money, then that means we're going to the country. We're going to raise a farm, and everything that we raise and plant, we're going to eat. We don't need nothing. But I'm telling you this right now to the country. Listen, I'm not always in a situation where I want to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm okay with the relationship that I'm in because she might be listening. That's what you guys do when they might be listening because I'm not with her. She's at home. I'm at the club. Boom. I'm just playing. But listen, all girls, they don't care if I'm in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell nobody, but the first time I sneak off, either you keep loving me or I'm going to tell. I don't like them kind of girls. I don't like I'm going to tell girls. I don't like it.
And I get that. So I'm sitting back in the cut. And, you know, when God says it's time, then it'll be time.
It will be time. Until then, you're going to have to keep doing what you're doing.
Exactly.
Because, see, let me tell you, I'm not trying to meet no woman that tells me that she loves me in 2 weeks.
Okay, I heard the show.
Listen, babe, I got to cut you off on that. Listen, I got to cut you off on that because there is a such thing as love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me?
Okay.
I've met a couple. Listen, that's the crowd outside. I've been with women, like celebrities. I don't even want to put y'all out there, but I'm mad at y'all. I should put y'all out there, but I'm not. But I've been with a couple of celebrities, you know, that couldn't handle who I was. And they was on higher profile than me. Y'all been out rapping and tapping and longer than me, you know what I mean? But I could, I don't know what to say, Teddy and Casey. I don't know. Next call or something. I don't even know what to say.
All right. And y'all have a good night, and I'll see you all soon.
Listen, me, Teddy, Casey, wish you the best. Don't rush nothing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing what you're doing. And if you celibate, then, you know, sell a little bit. I don't know what celibate means because I've never been celibate.
I don't have sex.
I know what that means, but I don't know what it means because I've never been without. I've never, ever been single in all my 26 and a half years of being a lesbian.
Okay.
I've never. That's the only thing that I say. Baby, I love you if you're listening. I'm just saying. Listen, I've never been single. I've never, ever been single. I don't even know what the single. I've never had a one-night stand. Girls always want to know that I've never had a one-night stand. I've never been single. I don't know what that is. I've always been in long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm. Right. Me too.
Who said three?
That was Casey.
Casey, I love you. We don't know what that means.
So listen, you all have a great night. It was fun chopping it up with you. Hopefully I'll get to personally introduce myself to you when I see Pride.
Radio live. Hey, listen. Hey, Teddy, KC, and caller. The security guard out here want to tell y'all who y'all talking to.
Yeah, baby, that's the boss, number one dancer. You know how she do it. She makes money all day, every day. Her name Lucky Big Boss, number one. Three the hard way, and she's the second one too hard,
and he's a straight man. But listen, I didn't pay him. No! Next caller, let's go.
All right, we got time for one more caller, so look at
one more.
Pick a number from 0 to 9, and that's
0 to 9.
We're gonna talk.
You know what? We're gonna go to caller number 7, Lucky 7. Let's go, baby. You better have something to say.
All right, we're going to 571.
Let's
213. Talk to Lucky. Make it breathe, baby. All right. 517-213, you here?
That's you. Oh, my God.
Hello? All right, let me go to the art.
Hello.
Baby. We almost left you. What's good?
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening?
Not much.
All right, talk to me.
I just wanted to say hi to you.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
That's all you wanted to say? Make sure you say hi to the host, Casey and Teddy. Make sure you shout them out because they got the hottest radio station in Norfolk, Virginia. Let's go, baby.
Okay, well, hi to everyone.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing, girl?
We need to
I'm good. How y'all doing? I know y'all
we
doing y'all thing.
We need to ask you something important. Do you know who you're talking to?
Yes, I know who I'm talking to. Mike Lucky, do you know who you're talking to?
Oh, absolutely not. This is radio, not television. We can't see you, baby.
Well, you should know my voice.
I should know your voice. Ain't that something?
Uh-oh.
Talk to us. What you want to ask me? We don't even care what it is. Talk to me.
I want to ask you,
don't get all nervous now.
Yeah, don't get nervous. Talk to me. You on the radio live. Everybody hearing you, baby. Talk to me. What you want to know?
I want to know, let me see.
Yo, Lucky, I want to make a comment. I'm about to put you on the radio live, okay? Yes.
Oh,
you about to tell me you're
going to
make a comment. Yes, you are, like
I'm your
father. Go ahead, baby. Talk to me.
So I
want to
make a comment.
Go ahead.
You mentioned earlier about the male cologne in men.
and you a punk and you don't want to ask why?
I'm scared. Yeah, go ahead.
What you don't realize is that your body chemistry with the man cologne is a little different than when they smell man cologne on a man.
Okay, talk to me.
Therefore, they may be attracted to that smell because it's coming from a female body. And another thing, when men buy cologne, they still like the way it smells themselves. They can just add the smell themselves all day long. So they like the smell, but coming from a female body with your pheromones mixed with the male cologne, it's going to give off another smell, which may be more enticing to a man.
I almost want to give you a kiss, but go ahead.
Like,
go ahead
and give that kiss. Go ahead.
No, that's okay.
All right, now, that's what I'm talking about.
You have just enlightened me on some different shit that I didn't know. Because I'm thinking that the men that's coming on to me that's telling me I smell good is straight gay. But you have turned my whole thought about that around. And I appreciate you tonight.
Hey. No problem. That's what I do. That's all good. So I'm glad I was able to do that for you.
And I appreciate you, okay?
Appreciate it. I appreciate you.
We appreciate you, too.
See that? That's what I'm talking about.
Huh?
Say that again?
I said we appreciate you, too.
Oh, that's so nice, y'all. I love y'all. I love everybody. Believe that.
We just wanted you to know who you were talking to.
I don't know.
I realize that.
We realize that.
You're talking to Lisa and Kelly.
Hey, baby! I love y'all. Listen, I know I'm on the radio live, like live as live you get, but I love y'all.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you saying, Lucky, look, this is how this go. And I appreciate that because you have enlightened me and my thoughts. I'm never going to say that to a man again. I'm just going to be like, how you doing? Thank you.
Thank you. There you go. That's all it takes. That's all you got to
right.
do.
We appreciate you, baby. And listen, even though I'm getting ready to get off, make sure you support this radio station because these girls are hot. Not only are they black, they lesbians. And we're trying to stick together. We have to stick together.
Right. That's right.
Okay?
That's
we're going to stick together.
So
even if you don't hear somebody on the radio that you know, keep calling and supporting them. The more you support, the higher their ratings will be. You hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
We got you.
That's what I'm talking about. Remember the names, KC and M motherfucking Teddy. We're in the building, baby.
Yeah. We're going to win.
Thank you for calling us, okay?
All right,
honey.
Take it easy. Bye. Have a good night.
I love you.
All right. So lucky.
Yeah,
one thing. I want you to tell everybody listening, know you and well, they know you now. You didn't already introduce yourself, but everybody that want to know how to book you, how to get in contact with you on Facebook or Twitter, go ahead and let them know how to get in contact with you so they can book you, get you down.
Listen. I thank everybody for supporting KC and Teddy. Listen, it's very important. Everybody that's listening to me, y'all always listen to me. It's very important that we support our own. We already been knocked off a whole lot about who we are and what we're doing. You know, we love what we're doing and we love who we are. Y'all keep supporting this radio station, whether I'm here or somebody, some other top celebrity are here. But listen, take this time right now. Go get an ink pen. I'm going to give y'all one half of a second. Second gone. Listen, this is my business number. 443-322-4864. I'm going to do it again. 443-322-4864. That's my business number. You can also reach me on Facebook, MC Lucky the Boss Scott. That's me. That's what I do. Listen, every Wednesday and Sunday, I'm at Billy's, 428 East 25th Street. Write that down. 428 East 25th Street with 3 the Hard Way. That's the Vamp, a.k.a. Lolita. And Chris, y'all come out here and support them. Every Thursday, I'm at the Hangers Club in D.C. Every Friday, I'm in D.C. at the Delta. Y'all got to come and support. That's the only way we're going to get big. I'm already going to be on Between Women, the TV show, not the YouTube. Holler at your boy. Keep supporting this radio station. I love KC and Teddy. Teddy,
oh,
let me know. That means you got a personal relationship. We got a personal relationship. Tell them, Betty.
We close. We are so close right now.
Like a coat on a coat hanger. You can't get closer than a coat on a coat hanger. You can't.
No.
You can't.
Okay, I gotta hit you up on Facebook, man. I gotta shout you out on Facebook. We try to do.
I make sure y'all listen. We didn't got calls from California, Texas. Listen, this is what we do. Y'all better support this radio station so they can get big, like big, like bigger, because they already large. Once we get to 3X, it's nothing that y'all can do with us. We almost at 3X. It's nothing that you can do.
I know that's right.
So holler at us, all of us. I'm telling you, I love KC and Teddy. Y'all, please keep supporting them. I love y'all. I'm almost crying. Maybe because it's the alcohol, but I'm going to cry.
Don't cry.
Remember, wherever I am, there's a cigarette lighter and my buddy. That's all I'm saying. I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all calling me and putting me on the air live. Listen, I'm at Billet's right now with the band. The vamp is sitting outside smoking a cigarette and on Facebook now. The vamp is not playing. I see her teeth. She's a real vamp. Don't play with us. All right.
Uh-oh.
Teddy, KT, do we pray before we leave or do we just leave?
We can pray. We can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Pray.
Listen, for those of you right now, listen, I've been drinking, but y'all already know. I'm coming, son. Just wait. You see, I'm on the radio live. Stop Lust from Baltimore. Listen, the Father God in the name of Lord Jesus, I pray, and I'm praying right now that KC and Teddy be prosperous on this radio, that they get larger than what they expect right now in the name of Lord Jesus. I'm saying that. So all y'all already know what time it is. Y'all keep supporting them, whether Lucky's on the radio or some poor person that's on a box that's asking me for $5. Y'all keep supporting them because I love them. These people, I don't even want to talk about it no more because I'm about to cry because I'm a crybaby. I'm a crybaby. I love them, y'all. Keep supporting them. Those of you that keep calling in every night, keep calling in every night. Keep giving them top notch. Just keep giving them that so we as a community. When I say we, I'm talking about the gay and lesbian. I'm talking about the men. Men, I know y'all out there listening too. So y'all keep calling in too because y'all part of us too. Gay and lesbian, that's
mm-hmm.
together. That's a shoe and a shoestring. That's what we do. Teddy and Casey, all I'm going to say to y'all is that I love y'all. Get me where y'all at and you're going to be happy. And anytime y'all in D.C. on a Friday, y'all on my guest list. At the Delta Convention, our party's there. We got 200 or more women there every Friday. So come get at us. 37.
You gotta go.
I don't know the rest of the address because I've been drinking. Just get at me on Facebook, MC Lucky the Boss. That's what I do. Teddy and Casey, thank y'all so much for having me. I really had a really, really good time. And to be honest, I was on the toilet when y'all called me.
Oh, shit.
See how open I am? I'm so open. I was on the toilet. I was scared to flush it. So I waited until it was like 20, 30 minutes, and I put the phone on the speaker and then put it outside in the hallway, and then I flushed the toilet because that's what I do.
That's love, though. That's love. That's love.
That's what I do. I love y'all. Anytime y'all want me back, please call me because I'm there.
All right.
I love y'all. Shout out to everybody, y'all. Please, I'm telling y'all, it's important that y'all support them. Support them. Y'all hear me. Support them. Teddy and KC, one love.
Oh, one love. We love you, too.
And Teddy, before I hang up.
How you doing? Call me.
I got your business up. I'm a holler.
All right. Thank y'all for having me here.
All right. Welcome.
All right, baby. One.
All
right.
Good luck.
I'm getting emotional over here.
I know, right? This was the best show. This is definitely the best show.
We got to go up there soon and support MC Lucky. I really got to go up there and meet her personally. We got to.
Oh, yeah, we going real soon. Real soon.
Got to, man.
If it's not before she prayed, it'll definitely be after.
I got to.
And ladies,
look.
They never know. She might be it.
Never know.
We ain't gonna talk about nothing. We ain't gonna talk about nothing. We gonna keep everything. never tell y'all nothing, all
right?
We don't
know. Not right now.
We don't tell you right now, you know what I'm saying? But we definitely want to thank you, Teddy, for coming on She's On Radio and supporting me as much as you do. I really do appreciate that.
No problem, bro. You know I got you because you got me. We all we got. It's all
yes,
you got
me. Yes, and if you ladies are in South Carolina this weekend, we will be there at the South Carolina Pride featuring Anessa and all the different people. So definitely, if y'all in South Carolina, definitely come say hi to me and Teddy because we're going to say hi back to you. We might even say hi to you before you say hi to us.
Okay. Hey, girl. How you doing?
I hear you.
I know. Yeah.
Hear that, man. So, ladies, we definitely want to thank you all for coming on and supporting us. If ladies, men, anybody that's on here that's listening, we definitely thank you. And we thank MC Lucky for coming on. She's definitely an angel. And I definitely am. If you all did not hear her contact as far as her Facebook. It's facebook.com/MC, the letters MCLUCK, Lucky, with a period now. Put the period there. Don't forget the period, okay? Stop. SCOTT. Y'all definitely hit her up. Bring her to your town. If you haven't experienced MC Lucky, you are missing out on something great. You know, I've seen her for the first time, and I've been a fan ever since. And I was 18 years old, and I'm not telling you how old I am, but
She's 22.
I'm going to be 22 today. That's right. But that was a long time ago, and she hasn't changed. Her, you know, she hasn't changed. I'm just going to tell you she's a phenomenal person. She's awesome. And y'all need to get down there and check her out. Y'all need to bring her to your town. She wants to see you. She wants to entertain you. So, like she told you, she has some tricks up her sleeve that she wants to show you. So, y'all need to get her down there. And another thing, for all you ladies that's out there sick and tired of working those deadbeat jobs, sick and tired of working those jobs that's not working for you, your boss treating you like you are a thug on the street, you know, definitely want to give you this link because a real good friend of mine has this company. It is no gimmick. She's also a lesbian entrepreneur. When I say she's up there with Donald Trump, she's up there with Donald Trump. So I would like to give everybody her information because it's definitely changing the lives of people every day. And the income is like, it's like a $2,000 sign on bonus. So y'all need to check this out. It's www.position. Like the word position, position, yourself.info, info. Please definitely check that out. Because I feel like, yeah, we all need to work. We all need income, but you do not need to work any place that's treating you less than what you are worth. Know your worth. Okay? Like TDJ said, let go and let God. If the job is not treating you the way you need to be treated, hey, it's a tons of other positions and tons of other people that will treat you the way you want to be treated, and the way any way you deserve to be treated. So that's straight up. Check her out, please. www.positionyourself.info. She's changing lives, and your life can be changed today. Don't wait till tomorrow to change what you can do today. All right, time is up. Love you. Oh, She Pride 2012. We will be giving away tickets tomorrow, so definitely call in tomorrow. Call us and I'm going to give them tickets away. 24 entertainers coming from Texas, Baltimore, Virginia, Florida, California. Got a couple of people coming in from Jamaica. Yeah, I definitely want to be at this event. It's definitely open to all. It is a lesbian event. We are no hate zone, which means if you do know some gay man or whatever and they want to come, hey, we party together. We are a LGBTQQI nation. We love each other, okay? Let's get it. All right. Love y'all so much. Love you, Teddy. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
And we both love you, MC Lucky, from when you listen to mine. We love you, girl. We going to be up there, girl. We trying to get you. That's all you need to know. So be looking for that. And everybody, thank y'all for listening. We love you. And, yes, We're going to give y'all our outro, Sex and the City Girl. Because if you don't know anything about Sex and the City, you're late. See you later.